Lord, that tastes like.
Prayer list for people in this. Amen. Amen. Good morning. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We are. Asia's like, no. We give God praise. Thank you, honey. We magnify the name of the Lord because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Thank God for every person that is logged in and that will be logging in later or that we're watching it after the fact. We give God praise. We magnify him. Amen. I just would like everyone in the house to stand with me, please. We want to pray. We're going to pray for healing and deliverance today. I feel that in my spirit, that we want to pray for healing and deliverance. I haven't read any of the online prayers that are coming through yet, but I believe that there are a lot of people that need healing, and not just physical healing, but healing in their atmosphere, healing in their family. Some of us have sick spouses. They don't know God. Some of our children, they don't know God. They know of him, or they used to know him, but they are no longer in relationship with him. We want to pray for those that are sick in spirit, those that are sick in their bodies, those that are. The Bible says the poor you have with you always. He's not talking about finance. He's talking any person that does not have a relationship with God, any person that does not know God, does not have God as their Lord and Savior. God considers that person poor. And he said, you're going to always have people that are walking out of relationship with God. We want to pray for those that want to have a relationship with God. There's no need in praying for people that are not interested. If they're not interested, God could sit in their lap. They're just not interested. You understand what I mean? God is looking for someone that's looking for him. He wants someone on him. I don't want a relationship with somebody that don't want me. That's not a relationship. That's more like a job. You know, you're somewhere you don't want to be, doing what you don't want to do, being there when you don't want to be there. That's a job. A relationship is somewhere you want to be.
Amen.
They want you there and you want to be there. That's a relationship. And God wants you to warn him. He's a gentleman. He's not going to slap you upside the head and make you accept him. He's not going to do that, but he's got something waiting for you.
Yes.
If you choose not to accept him. Mm-hmm. There's a little something waiting for you. And believe me, you are not going to like it. But if you want him, if you accept him, then he'll be yours.
Yeah.
It's that easy. All you have to do is say yes to God.
Yes.
That's all. Yeah. Just say yes. In your, now I'm not talking about with your lips. I'm talking about in your heart, in the real person that you are, the real you must say yes to God.
Yeah.
And once the real you, well, what's the real you? How you actually feel, what your compassion, your love, your interest, the real heart of you must say yes to God. Once you do that, well, I'm not fit to say yes to God. It doesn't matter. Once you say yes to God, God will fit you up.
Amen.
He'll. Well, I'm never going to be perfect. Then join the club.
Amen.
then you'll fit right in. I'm always going to make mistakes. Again, welcome to the family. You're one of us.
Right.
God knew. God did not make us perfect. He knew we weren't perfect when he made us. It was not his intention, because if we were perfect, we would have no need for him.
Amen.
If we were perfect, there would be no need for us to trust him and to need him and to want him. I want somebody that needs me a little.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't got to need me for everything, but need me a little.
Yeah.
You know, find something in me you need, and then let's work on it from there. Right?
Amen.
God wants you to want him, and he wants you to know you need him.
Yes.
I don't care how rich, how much money you have. I don't care how successful you feel that you are. I don't care what things you've collected through your short span of life. If you don't have God, you're not successful.
Amen.
If you don't have Christ, you have not made it. If you don't have a relationship with God, you are not on top of the hill.
Amen.
God considers you poor, hungry, naked,
miserable.
Amen.
You can't even stand being alone with yourself. How many times have you met people that just can't stand being by themselves? It's too quiet. I can't take it. It's too quiet. Because you don't want to be locked up with your own thoughts. Because you know who you are. Right? I know what I did, and I don't want to keep thinking about that. I don't want the enemy to keep bringing that up to me. I can't stand it. See, you need Jesus.
Yeah.
Because the Lord can remove all that residue from you. He can take all that mess out of you. You got people that can't stand to be alone because they don't want to be alone with their own thoughts. They don't want to be reminded of who they actually are. I've even heard celebrities that don't look in the mirror because they don't want to see what they've become. You need Jesus. If any of these things affect you, if any of these things sound familiar to you, you need a relationship with God. Yeah. You need that. Because without that relationship with God, you're not going to make it. Amen. You're not going to make it. And even if he healed your body, if you don't have a relationship with God, you're still sick.
Yeah.
Even if he heals your body, even if he touches your finances, if you don't have a relationship with God, you're still sick. And to God, what's the point of healing your body when your soul is on its way to hell?
Amen.
What's the purpose? What does God get out of healing you so you can do more sin?
Amen.
What does God get out of healing you and you continue to ignore him? What good is it for God to heal you and you are still walking in disobedience? Some people wonder why I just can't get healed, because you haven't given it all over to God. Maybe God doesn't see the purpose of he doesn't get anything out of healing you because you're not going to turn your whole life over to, why would he do it? What's the point? What's the church going to get out of it? What's the body of Christ going to get out of it? What does God get out of it? What kind of praise does Jesus get for shedding his blood? Can he look inside you and see anything that relates to him? Isn't that something? Can God look inside of you and see anything that remotely looks like the blood of Jesus? See, that's the stuff you got to think about. You want God to be able to look in you and see something. At least see you trying.
Yes, yes.
He know you're not going to be perfect, but you can try. You can tell when a kid ain't tried. You can tell. You can tell they're coming in. Can you help me do this? Well, have you tried it yet? Well, I looked at it and it looked hard, so I thought I'd come to you. No, you need to go try it. At least try. God's like, at least try. I'm not talking about that shake and fake try. I'm talking about real try. Yeah. You know, don't just try to prove a point. Do it because that's what you need, that you know that's what you need to do. So let's pray. I want to pray for the poor, the sick. Good morning. I want to pray for the poor and for the sick. I want to pray for those that know that they don't know. Amen.
Amen.
And I definitely want to pray for those that soldiers, the members of the body of Christ that are having problems with their physical bodies. Let me tell you something. If God doesn't heal you, it's not because he cannot.
Amen.
It's because he chose not to.
Amen.
And you need to be okay with that.
Amen.
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 I've been praying for 5 years for the Lord to heal my head, and he hasn't healed it yet, and you know you're walking in Christ. You know you're giving him all that you can, and it hasn't been done yet. It's not that he can't. It may not even be that he won't. Maybe it's not time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're not in position. Maybe you're not ready. Maybe he's not ready for you to be healed yet. You know, some people don't want to be healed because it'll interfere with their SSI check. Did you know that? Some people don't want to be healed because it'll mess up their finances. We were ministering on Skid Row a few years ago, and the lady didn't want to be on. I was taking pictures for the people that donate to us for us to do this. You know, they want to see where their money's going. And so I was saying, oh, no, don't put me on a picture. And come to find out, she was getting government assistance and something from her ex, and she didn't want anybody to see her getting stuff down at the free clinic or the free county, whatever it was, plus getting stuff from us and getting stuff from them. So she didn't want to be on camera. She didn't want nobody to take her picture. I'm like, that's just wrong. I mean, you know, talking about hustle. Some people don't want to be healed because it'll interfere with whatever else they're doing. There could be a variety of reasons why, but I'm not talking about the crooks. I'm talking about soldiers now. I'm talking about people that have given their life to Christ, people that actually know who Christ is, and the Lord still has not chosen to heal you yet. You can still keep praying. You can still keep asking, and maybe the Lord will heal you, but it may be in his time. Maybe, who was that had the thorn in his side, and God, was it Paul? And God, he said, God chose not to move it. It did not stop his ministry at all. He did not think any less of God. I'm mad at God. I ain't never gonna speak to you. I'm gonna tell God what I think. You need to sit down. you let one of your kids come stepping up in your face telling you, you know, and I just fed you and you wearing the clothes that I just bought. You got something to say to me? Mm-hmm. You better sit down before you fall down. Hello. So, and so, you know, it didn't interfere with Paul's ministry. He continued to, and far as I know, he was never healed from that thorn in his side. But it never stopped him from doing what God has commanded him to do. And you and Paul, God doesn't love Paul more than he loves you. Amen. And if God chose not to heal him, but still loved him, God may choose not to heal you for a purpose. Yeah. God doesn't do anything for no reason. Everything God does, it is done for a purpose.
Yes.
But you can still continue to ask God for healing. If it is your will, Lord, heal. If it is your desire, heal.
Amen.
If it is your will, Lord, heal. So that's what we're asking, Lord. If it is your will, heal your people. Whatever your will is for that life, heal them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. All right. Now, raise it. Good morning, Raymond and family, Raymond and wife. Amen. Precious, that's her name. Amen. I knew it was coming. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for this opportunity to give you praise and to magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning with our hearts and our minds stayed on thee. We give you praise for giving us an opportunity to minister and witness to others, to encourage others to be strong and to have faith and to walk and trust you and to have a relationship with you. We pray, Lord, that someone that will hear this message at some point will be touched and healed and delivered. We're asking that you would forgive them, forgive us of any sin, any unrighteousness, anything that is not like you. And Lord, if you choose, if this is a good day, if it's all right with you, it's a pretty good rapture day. I'm just saying, to be right up in the church, right in prayer, listening to the word of God, right about now, whoop! I'm just saying, if that request has any merit at all, you know, please consider it. Amen. otherwise, don't worry about it, Lord. But anyway, we pray for all of our loved ones, our families, and our friends in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, well. Amen. Well, Lord, we want them to get right. We want, but you know, it's been a while, so you know, they, amen. You know, they go on the late freight. I mean, just whatever the Lord chooses. You know what? What? I'm just saying, whatever His will, because I'm ready. You know, let His will, not my will, but Thy will be done. Well, amen, amen. Ain't nobody ask you nothing. Why you, amen? I just thought about that. Amen. That's my sister-in-law in interjecting her opinion. Amen. Whether you want it or not, here it is. Amen. I know where her sister got it from. Amen. But not you, honey. Not you. Amen. Amen. I wanna let Rosemarie J know that we will be praying for them. I just want you to know that if when you hear this, Rosemarie, and also Lori. And also Lori, I copied your Lori S. I copied your email and I will go over it and I'll contact you. I'll hit you back up. Amen. Amen. All right, Pastor, what you got?
Okay. So we're getting really tight on time.
Okay.
David is asking for prayer for his nan. She has been suffering.
For his what?
His nan. I'm guessing that's grandmother.
Oh, okay.
She's been suffering from an eye infection that makes her eyes water for the past 2 years.
Oh,
and
my.
So he's asking for a prayer of healing over her eyes.
Amen. If you, listen, when I ask you about oil and Talit, I'm really serious. And if you don't have it, I'm very serious about us sending it to you. And so But I would like for her eyes, if you could, a little oil on your finger, just a little bit anointed oil on your finger. Don't go get the margarine in the refrigerator, the Crisco. You know, don't get the stuff you fried the chicken in last night. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about.
Okay, you can bless it.
Amen. Well, if that's all you have, if that's all you have, in the name of Jesus, because it's not the oil that's doing it. It is the obedience and the faith in the God.
Yeah.
That. Amen. Amen. But I'm just saying, if you can avoid the fish grease, that would be wonderful. But if you put a little oil on your finger and just, now don't open her eye and shove it in. I'm just talking about put a little bit right there. And yes, and then just and pray over them and do that for 3 days in prayer, in healing. Now, you need to make sure that your relationship with God is in order before you do that, okay? Because we don't want no demons praying over any soldiers, amen? And then you lay hands on them and pray over them and keep us posted. But in the meantime, we're going to be praying. What's their names?
David and his Nan. He didn't give her name.
That's okay. David and your Nan. We want to pray over your Nan, David. And I'm believing that you are a soldier, and so you will be equipped to do this. Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lorraine.
I don't want you back there. Come up here. Yes, for real. And Jock, I don't know why y'all all in the boot, in the back, in the corner, in the dark. Y'all, you're not on camera, but you're right here. I need you here, and I don't know why y'all. We ain't take communion yet. Y'all can stand over here. Amen. I need your presence, Raymond. I need your presence. Do you know that the presence of God in one person is enough to blow your mind, but when you got the presence of God and people that are surrounding you, oh my goodness. Amen. It's like retro rockets, just, you know, and it's power in numbers. Amen. Yes. The Bible says, where there's two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, he said he would be in the midst. Amen. Amen. We're praying for Robert,
David
and his Nan. We're praying for healing and deliverance. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for her eyesight. Father, I know that you are able. Anoint my hand, please. Father, I know that you're able, and I know that you died for our healing, and you died for our deliverance, and I know that nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. I know there is nothing that you cannot do. You are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You told us to ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Father, we stand before you in the presence of your Holy Spirit, in the presence of your people that you have saved and made your own. We're standing at the altar asking for prayer, for healing over her eyes. If you would touch her eye, you don't have to go yourself, Father. Just send the word and it is done, because your word created the heavens and the earth. Send your word and it is done. Heal that environment. Heal her eyes. Give her a testimony of complete deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. What else we got?
Hallelujah. Amen. Cher is asking for prayer over her granddaughter, Krista.
C-H-E-R, Cher?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Her granddaughter, Krista, she's going in tomorrow for a C-section, and so she's praying for healthy delivery.
Amen. Oh, yes, amen. It took a minute. I had to figure out what C-section was for, but amen. Okay, now I got it. Now I got you, amen. There's a lot of stuff running around up in there. Amen. Amen. We're praying for her and the baby.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, I don't feel anything and I don't see anything, so I'm thinking nobody in here is in that position.
Hallelujah.
Leslie said, thank God. Me too, honey. That's my praise too. Amen. All right. Father God, in the name, I didn't hear Pastor Drea say anything, so amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Did I hear anything on this side? Anything? Anything? No? Okay. I'm just checking. Amen. Just thought, don't want to leave anybody out. Amen. Well, we know it ain't David, that's for sure. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus. I love God.
Yeah.
I do. I don't like him pretty good. I love him. He's not somebody we're casually acquainted with.
Right.
I have an... He's... I got his DNA. We like white on rice. Mm-hmm. Amen. You can bleach it all you want. It ain't going nowhere. I'm there. I love him.
Amen.
He, my whole life evolves around what he wants. Amen. I was created to serve him. Amen. I found that out. My purpose of creation was to walk in obedience to him. That was my purpose. It took me years to figure out what his plan was for me. And then I realized to be obedient and to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm praying healing and deliverance over that C-section and over the mom, over the young lady that's about to become a mom. I already see healing and deliverance. I already see everything work well. I'm not asking God for things to go well. I'm thanking God because things have gone well.
Amen.
You might catch that? Because I already seen it. It's already went well.
Amen.
And I don't have to ask him, would you, can you please? I'm thanking you, Lord, because I see that it went well. And I want to hear the praise report. Because it went well. And I give God praise, and you return that baby. I don't know, is it a little girl?
I don't know. She just said that she's going in for C-section.
Amen. Fatih Aldanias, give God praise and magnify him because he's worthy of all of our praises. Amen.
Amen.
God loves babies.
Amen.
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 Everybody starts out as one.
Yes.
God loves babies. And if you, he said something, something, and multiply. I forgot what the first part of that was. Fruitful and multiply, but multiply with your own orchard. Don't be going around dipping in somebody else's field. In your own orchard, multiply and be fruitful. Don't be picking off somebody else's tree. You got your own tree. Amen. Amen. I want to make that straight. Pastor Ben said, nah. Amen. You grab your own apples. Don't be bothering nobody else's. Amen. And multiply. But now listen. Now, if you make minimum wage, you don't need 8 kids.
Amen.
That's all I'm saying. Use some wisdom. You know, if you're on government assistance, you know, you don't need 12 kids. You know, they're a blessing, but you know, don't get ignorant. You know, let the Lord use you. Amen. Did I say that right? Okay. Amen. Did I pray? Yes, I prayed. So go ahead. Amen.
In the interest of time, I'm going to skip a few items so we can do communion.
Okay. But, well, if you can, I'll make it quick. I promise.
Okay.
I'll make it quick.
Okay.
Because we got communion. Oh, we got plenty of time for communion. Mm. Almost.
Amen. Kinda. So we're praying for Robert. Robert is having a reoccurrence of lung cancer after 9 months of remission.
Mm.
He said, I would love it if God would heal me. He's not fearful of death, but he is asking for a miracle.
Yes, I get that. I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
It'd be wonderful if God healed my flat feet, but if he don't, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it hasn't stopped me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. I get that. What's his name, Nikki?
Robert.
Robert, when you hear this, stretch your hand out to me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your soldier is asking for healing and deliverance. So whatever your perfect will is for his life, whatever your perfect plan is for his walk, whatever you choose to do for your soldier, we are standing in agreement with you, oh God, that your perfect will be done. But your son is asking for healing and deliverance if it's all right with you, because he know he has a relationship with you, whether his body is healed or not. He know he has a working relationship with you. And Father, we have the same testimony that we have a relationship with you, but if it is your will, we're praying that he's healed in the name of Jesus for an additional testimony of healing. Not that we don't know you can. We know you can. It's just, if it's your will, let it be so that somebody else will see you do something else again. Like you've done many times before. We're praying for healing and deliverance for his body, for his atmosphere. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can do them all. I'm going to be quick.
Amen. Neil, our brother, Neil and Chris.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in UK.
Yes.
Yes.
Neil is still asking for prayer for Chris.
Yes.
He's refusing treatment apart from oxygen.
Right.
He's still hanging in there.
Though. Yeah.
As you remember, he was ready to go last week.
Uh-huh.
He's still hanging in there. And so Neil is just asking that we continue.
Yes. Neil, first of all, thank you. As my soldier, what's happening, Kevin? Neil, first of all, thank you for keeping us up to date with what's going on. And I get what your brother's saying. I get it. But God is like, nope, not yet. Amen. Because I'm just believing that his brother's probably saying, well, if God want me to be here, I'll be here. And I don't need any of that. Mm-hmm. And God's like, well, as a matter of fact, I do want you to be here.
Yeah.
And so you still here.
Yep.
Amen. Whenever God's ready, God know where he's at.
Right.
Amen. God's got our zip code. He knows our address. He's got the number to the keypad. He knows how to get in.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm not there, so I don't know all the particulars about the circumstance. But that I do know, if that's how he wants to be, and he know he's still in Christ, and he said, if I'm going to be healed, I'm not going to let them touch me. I'm going to let God heal me. Then I stand with him in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. If that's how, because listen, you don't know how you're going to feel if you ever got in that position. Well, if that was me, you don't know what you'd do if that was you. You don't know until you get there. Amen. If that was me, shut up. You don't know.
Yeah.
And so if that's how he feels and he's strong in Christ and he's standing fast and God said, I don't have a problem with you doing that, then I don't have a problem with him doing it either. And we're going to pray that the Lord will heal him and the Lord will deliver him or whatever the Lord's plan is for his life. And we're praying for your continued healing and deliverance. Because it's just the two of them, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wow. Just the two of them. Well, and you got us.
Amen.
Amen. And you got us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, y'all stretch your hands out with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you have every answer to every prayer. You have every solution to every problem. There is nothing you cannot handle, nothing that you have not already foreseen, nothing that you don't already know and have prepared for. There is nothing that can surprise, nothing new under the sun. No one can bring anything new to you. Because you've known it all before it was ever even created. And we're asking for healing and deliverance for our brothers who are standing strong in Christ. Deliver them according to your will. Lord, maybe even today you'll deliver us all. Maybe, we don't know. And if you choose not to do it today, it's not because you can't, it's because you chose not to.
Yes.
Healing and deliverance. In Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
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 Savannah, she thought she had a living situation with roommates,
mm-hmm.
but at the last minute they changed their mind, and now she is in need of a place to stay.
Yes.
That is within her budget and close to her church.
Ooh, so I like that.
She's asking just for prayer that the Lord will direct her.
Savannah, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna do like this, Savannah, and then I'm gonna do like this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are aware of Savannah's situation. I'm not even gonna call it a problem because there are no problems to you. There's, you don't have, God doesn't have a problem. And if you're in Christ, neither do you. You have a solution to an inconvenience. You have a solution to a situation. But I don't have a problem because a problem, in my mind, the problem is something that I can't really seem to overcome. But I've already overcome everything through Christ. And so whatever my situation is, I'm giving it to God. God, this is a situation that I found myself in, and I need you to fix it for me. We need you to fix it for Savannah.
Yes.
For Savannah. And Lord, she wants to be near her church.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So send her grace, favor, and mercies.
Amen.
Yes.
That she will get what she needs,
yes,
the way she needs it,
yes,
in the time frame that she needs it.
Yes.
You've never let her down.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Judy was asking for prayer over her son,
mm-hmm,
who was battling a high fever due to COVID.
Uh-huh.
And he's become suicidal.
Oh my goodness.
She has had the police go and check on him.
Oh, he doesn't live with her.
No, he doesn't live with her, and she's already lost one son a few years ago to an accident, and so she's
yeah,
for both of them.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Her name is Susan?
Her name is Judy, and his name is Daniel.
Judy and Daniel. Mm-hmm. You're going to stand in for Judy. You're going to stand in for Daniel.
All right.
Okay, stand next to each other. Habi, I need you to wash. And we have, Judy, we have two soldiers that are in-house that are standing in for you and your son. Amen. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him or continues to believe in him, they shall not perish, but they shall have what? Everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. We stand, what's her name again?
Judy,
we stand in agreement with you for your son. We stand in agreement with you for your son.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God! Hallelujah. God is worthy of all praises. Father God, you are so worthy. You are so worthy. Rub your hands together, and then mom, take son's hand. That's you. You're standing in for the son. There we go. So all of this, amigos, Ryan, you stand where Nikki's standing, but on the opposite side. And stretch your hands forth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for this family, as we pray healing and deliverance over this house, as we pray healing and deliverance, we rebuke the suicidal thoughts, because it is not of you. It is not of God. We rebuke the suicidal thoughts. We rebuke the torment that's going through the mind. We rebuke the fever. God! You are able to break that fever. You are able to heal and deliver.
Yes.
Give the mom and the son peace in the name of Jesus. Give them peace in their mind. Calm their spirit. Solve the situation, Lord. Heal. Heal the mind. You are more than able, Father. You are able to heal the heart and the mind of those that believe. The mom is praying. Healing and deliverance, Father. Forgiveness of all sin and unrighteousness. Cleanse the atmosphere. God, rebuke the enemy that would cause harm to one of yours. And give the mother peace on her journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. What else we have? Hallelujah.
Well, this is our last one.
Our last one.
Fran is asking for prayer.
Fran.
Mm-hmm. Over Dale's nephew who's getting married.
Uh-huh.
And the mom, the groom's mother.
The groom's mother.
Is needing prayer. I believe she's refused to attend the wedding.
Did we have that prayer last week?
No.
We had a prayer like this.
You received it this week.
I received it. Okay, I know it sounds familiar. And the groom's mom,
yes,
refuses to come. Okay. And by the way, today is Communion Day.
Amen.
Amen. So I need everybody to make sure that you dip.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's the young lady that sent the prayer in?
Fran.
Fran, we are praying. And they're getting married, and the mom doesn't want to come. The mother-in-law doesn't want to come. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know the situation. You know the circumstances. You know why the young lady doesn't want to attend. We don't know if it is your will that's keeping her away or that she's fighting something else. We don't know. But whatever the situation is, we're asking that you would bring peace to those that are involved. If it's necessary for the groom's mom to be there, let it be so in the name of Jesus. If it is best that she not be there, let your perfect will be done. Because we don't know what's going through the minds, because we don't know whatever the offenses appear to be, because we don't know, we are depending on you and your wisdom, Father, to let your perfect will be done. Be with your children. Be in attendance with that wedding. Let your perfect will be done. And whatever is necessary, let it be so in the name of Jesus. So that you and you alone will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Good morning, Jasmine and family. Good morning. Amen. Was that it, Pastor Nicole? Was that it? Is there anything in the chat room that we need to address? Because sometimes emergencies come through the chat room. Baby, push that table up to me. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. That way I can be in a shot here. Thank you, baby. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to make sure that the children are taking communion today. Amen. I wanted to use my full length to lead for communion, but they're all in service. So I have to use the little one. Amen. So Pastor Drea, Pastor Cole, I don't know how y'all want to work this. Amen. Amen. Good morning, Asia. Was there?
Yes. Oh, from Troy.
Mm-hmm.
His mother.
Now remind me of Troy.
Troy, I guess he was praying for his mother or two sisters. They found a place to live.
Thank you, Troy. Thank you, Troy. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for letting us know. Amen.
Amen. Philip is asking for prayer for his friend Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking for prayer for salvation first and then healing.
There you go. There you go. Salvation first. God is more concerned. God is absolutely more concerned about your salvation than he is your physical body being healed, unless it interferes with something that he has for you to do. Did y'all catch that?
Amen.
Unless because see, no matter what happens to this flesh, you're going to leave it here. It's going to be right. When the real you is gone, it's going to be right here. And God did not die for your flesh.
That's right.
He died for the real you. Amen. He died for that person that's wrapped inside this flesh. That's who he died for. The person that's wrapped around the flesh is that the works of God should be made manifest.
Yes.
Amen. Y'all understand that?
Yes.
That skin that's wrapped around the real you, the purpose of that is to fulfill God's word.
Yes.
While you're here.
Yes.
That's the purpose. Well, I don't know what my purpose is. Your purpose is to walk in obedience to God and to fulfill God's word through your walk.
Yes.
That's your purpose.
Yes.
Amen. But God is eons more concerned about the real you than your flesh. That's why it's not always important for God to heal you unless it interferes with what he has for you to do while you're here. Because your flesh is not going anywhere.
Amen.
When you leave here, you leave. It stays. And the real you enters into the real life.
Amen.
This is a reasonable facsimile of life. This is an example of life. The true life is on the other side.
Amen.
Amen. Did everybody get that? Did y'all catch that? And so if you're walking, with a limp, but you know Jesus, limp on. If you're walking peeping out of one eye, peep on. As long as you know Jesus, you good.
Yeah.
Right?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody say, David, give me some love. Amen. Thank you, princess. Amen. I hope they heard me. All right. So y'all set them up the way you want. I'm going to go ahead and start reading the scriptures and stuff. And I would like to make sure the children. Amen. So we're about to take communion. We didn't take it last month because, you know, we had the interruption last month. You know, we were trying to get back on track. So we're taking it now. If you do not have communion bread, which I'm sure a lot of people don't keep in the house just because, you can use crackers, any kind of crackers. You can use crackers because all you need is a little bit, because this is the representation. This is the representation. So you can use crackers. If you don't have, we don't actually use wine. We use grape juice. Amen. Ryan, can you see what's happening over here? Amen. Amen. And so if you don't, we don't use wine. We use grape juice. You know, but if you don't have grape juice, you can use, some even use Kool-Aid, I've heard. You know, you can use water. I recommend water. If you don't have grape juice and you don't have a little wine, you can use water, because God really is the living water. Amen. I would prefer you not use Kool-Aid, but if you just got to have something to taste, you know, do what you got to do. But water, I'm just saying, Claudia, but water will suffice, because God himself is the living water. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to give you a minute to go get that. I'm going to give you a minute to go get that while we read the scripture. We're reading from 1 Corinthians 11, 28. Amen. And since we are running so short on time, I'm not going to take all day. That's my plan. We'll see what God says. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11 and 28. We're going to start at verse, no. Yeah, 11. Actually, we're going to start at verse number 23. And we're going to end with verse number 32. Lauren, right? See my big letters? Lorraine. See, I got big letters. Yeah, this is, amen. Amen. Verse number 20. But actually, I'm going to start at number 28, because I need you to be aware of this first. Verse number 28, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 28. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. This is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we are more discerning with regards to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that he will not be finally condemned, so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. In essence, what he's saying is that before you take this communion, because this communion is a representation of the body of Jesus Christ. The drink that we drink is a representation. Hey, little dude, Aiden. The drink is a representation of the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah. This is a reminder, because the Bible says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. Yeah. This is our reminder that the Lord shed his blood on the cross, and that his body was broken for us, for our sins. He paid the price for something he was not guilty of. He paid for something he did not do. And every time we do this, we are remembering the graciousness and the honor and the glory of the Most High God. And if you take this and you know you are in sin, even though he did this because of our sin, he said you are eating and drinking damnation unto yourself, and you don't deserve the Lord's Supper. So you need to repent. You need to ask God, Lord, if there is anything in me that is not like you, remove it, because I do not want to eat and drink damnation unto myself. If you're going to eat and drink anyway, knowing that you're not right and you're not going to repent, you will have a problem. And I would really desire that you sit down, because I don't want you damning yourself in here.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, amen, amen. Lord, are you trying to tell me something? Amen. Now I'm going to go to verse number 23. For I have received of the Lord that what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Amen. So I'm going to take the bread. Amen. Father God, raise your bread up with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you have done for us and through us and to us. We thank you for giving us your body. You gave your gift as your body as a gift to the world. And I have accepted your body in the purpose in which you gave it in thy name. We bless you for all that you are and all that you've done. Forgive us of all sin and unrighteousness. And we take this in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Break your bread and let us eat together. That's a beautiful sound. Y'all hear that cracking? Amen. Remind me to buy some new bread. Amen. That's seen more than one communion. Amen. In the David, you okay? Amen. In the same way, after sup, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, the new promise." Just in time. Come on, babies. Come on. This cup is the new covenant or the new promise. We're no longer under the law. We are now under grace. Thank God. Amen. Because when you're under the law, you work on Sunday, kill them. Matter of fact, kill a dog, the cat, the kids, the wife, beat them. Take them out under the law. Threw rocks at them, just stoned them. So a lot of us need to be glad we are under God's grace and not under the law, because this would be a mighty empty church right about now. Amen. That's all I'm saying. Amen. I'm giving them time to come up and be ready. Amen. So in the same manner, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant or the new promise in my blood." In whose blood? In Jesus' blood. This is a brand new promise that you are agreeing to. You are agreeing to walk by faith and not by sight. You are agreeing that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are agreeing that he is the only way in. There is no other way to God except through Christ Jesus. You're not going through Buddha, the moon goddess, the mud duck, nobody. You're going through Jesus. Be quiet, Jaqua. You're going through Jesus. He's the only way. No Harry Kirschers and people at the airport. None of that madness. You ain't going through Pope Franny and nobody. You go through Jesus.
Amen.
And when you take this, you are saying, "Yes, I agree."
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And if you say anything else, God calls you a liar.
Amen. Amen.
And if my daddy can call you a liar, I'm calling you one too.
Amen.
That's all I'm saying. Amen. If he can say it, I got permission to say it too. You lying dog. Now, amen. I hope that ain't none of y'all here. Hello. Amen. Now I got to start all over again. I forgot. Now, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, new promise, the new contract in my blood," Jesus' blood. "Do this." That is a commandment. He said, "Do this." This is not a suggestion. See, if every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord death until he comes. Do it.
Amen.
Said it right here. If your Bible don't say that or something just like it, you need to burn that Bible.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Do this. Whenever you drink it in remembrance of me," don't just do it, but remember why you're doing it.
Yes.
Remember the purpose in which you're doing it. Remember why you're doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Amen. This ain't lunch. Amen. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim.
Yes.
Am I right?
You are so right.
I know I'm right. You proclaim the Lord's death. I ain't never had a Lord's Supper like this. You ain't never been here. You proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Every time you do this, you are witnessing the Lord. You're crying out, about the Lord's death. You're telling the world about the Lord's death, his death. You're telling, that's what you're doing. You're testifying on the, about the Lord's death. Every time you do this, you're testifying, you're witnessing about the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Every time you do it.
Yes.
So when whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord.
Wow. Yes.
If you drink this and you know you in sin and I ain't giving him up, she's shaped just the way I like it and she ain't going nowhere. I like what I'm doing. If you know you sinning, if you know you messing up and you don't intend to get, you don't fit, the Lord says you are sinning. And God's got a place for sinners.
Amen.
God's got a place for sinners. If you bad, you think you got it like that, that's just how I roll. We'll see. Where my cup? Oh, amen.
Leave it in my hand.
All right. So in there it told me to pray over the psalm. We'll do that. Father God, in the what?
Yeah.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you
for
your opportunity to witness the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for an opportunity to take this so that we too will be witnesses to everyone who believes.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. We ask that you would bless this to make it holy so that we will understand that you are real and you are coming back again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us hold up our cups together. Y'all got it? And if you read on, it says, and the rest I will set in order when I come. In other words, there's more I got to say, but I'll say it when I get here. You don't want to be here when he get here to say what he got to say. Now, you want to come back with him when he say it, but you don't want to be waiting on him when he comes to say it. We give God praise and we thank you for being part of the prayer service this morning and keep us lifted up. We were hoping that we would have this service in heaven, but maybe next month we'll have it in heaven. Who knows? Whenever he comes, it's a great day.
Amen.
And as Minister Lloyd would say, whether in the cloud or in the crowd, we'll see you next week. God bless you and thank you. Amen. And see, and I'm only 5 minutes after. See how good I did?